Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 4:23, Pretoria 6:24, and Mbombela 10:25.
In Pretoria, there's an accident on the N1 southbound causing serious queuing traffic from Linwood Road towards Rigel. It's queuing in a northbound direction there as well. The N3 chock-a-block from London Road all the way down to Germiston at the moment, and a crash at Rivonia Road on the Western Bypass causing serious trouble from the Buccleuch Interchange side.
The Proteas 73 without loss after 7.5 overs against England in their Super 8 match at the World Cup, and Springbok winger Kurdley Arendse makes a surprise return to the starting lineup for the Bulls.
As Rand Water is gearing up to start maintenance on its infrastructure for about a month, water management expert Professor Anya du Plessis says it's important for Rand Water to do so. Residents have been warned to store up water, as this will see water cuts in various municipalities in Gauteng, Mpumalanga and Northwest.
If they do not do maintenance, then we will sit with bigger problems soon. So it should be commendable that Rand Water does do the maintenance, and this is a thing that they do every year.
For more, go to jacarandafm.com, click on news. The state is tracing a second suspect in the theft and fraud case against IEC Commissioner Nomsu Masuku. She appeared briefly in the Specialized Commercialized Crimes Court in Palm Ridge this morning. She's facing charges over alleged fraud amounting to 1.2 million rand. This now during her time as the head of Standard Bank's Corporate Social Investment Program, which is called Adopt a School Trust.
The state alleges that between the period December 2012 and March 2013, 800,000 rands was transferred to the account of a second suspect in the matter without any authority.
That was the NPA's Pindi Mjonondwane, and she says it doesn't end there.
Masuku awarded bursaries to ineligible beneficiaries, allegedly using the funds from the Adopt a School Scholarship Trust.
And as South Africa waits with bated breath to hear who will serve on the cabinet, various organizations have made inputs on what they would like to see. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says critical changes are needed to address corruption and fix the country. CEO Wayne Devenage says three ministers from the sixth administration should not be reappointed.
Gwede Mantashe and DMRE, it's been atrocious. The maladministration and system failures and ongoing questions about his involvement in state capture, as has been reported in the Zonda Commission report. For similar reasons, Bladen Zamande from Higher Education and Cindy Siwe Chukunga in transport.
And the Comrades Marathon Association has clarified that despite social media leaks pertaining to some runners who are being probed for allegedly cheating, investigations there are not yet complete. The association released a statement on Thursday in which it reiterated its zero tolerance approach towards cheating, adding that it was working on tip-offs from concerned participants. Here's Comrades Race and Operation Manager Anne Ashworth.
There's four types of offences that we are investigating. All of those investigations remain ongoing, but I would estimate the number to be in the region of 10 race day cheats and about 30 pre-race cheats.
And finally, ahead of the Bulls' final against the Glasgow Warriors in the URC final at Loftus tomorrow, Bulls coach Jake White says he believes South African rugby is now enjoying the ride on a high wave. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Thank you, Madeline. A couple minutes after 5 this afternoon, a couple of tunes, Hozier and Jesse J, and then the last 20 tickets to a sold-out Loftus Versfeld for the final tomorrow. I have got them, and I've got something very fun to help you win them. That's up next.
It can't be said, I'm a-